Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry today. And I invite you to send me an email if you like, seth.mila@wsau.com. Let me know what you think of some of the things that we've talked about. Let me know if you've got an insight. Maybe there's some aspects of the conversations that I haven't thought of. Be very, very happy to hear from you, seth.mila@wsau.com. Found an interesting article that is talking about some of the aftermath of the horrific shooting that happened at the Pulse nightclub down in Orlando. And if you remember this tragedy, there were 50-plus that were killed, dozens more that were wounded. Of those individuals that were wounded, both seriously and minor, they were all treated and, you know, taken to hospitals and so forth. But you know what that meant? Medical bills. Here you are, you're out having an evening at a nightclub, and a tragedy happens, and all of a sudden now your life not only is turned upside down because of the actual shooting, but now the terror continues because you've got the initial medical bill. Perhaps you have to go to the doctor for follow-up visits, and all that means expense. Some people have health insurance that will cover that. We talked about Obamacare earlier. Don't get me, I'm not going off on that tangent again. But some have health insurance. Some probably have health insurance that'll cover all of it. But then there are others that, well, there's going to be some out-of-pocket expenses. Others don't have any health insurance. Orlando Health and Florida Hospital, the two main hospitals in the area that took care of victims of the shooting, just made an announcement that they will write off an estimated $5.5 million of medical expenses as part of a decision by both of these hospitals to pay the bills for all of the victims in this terror attack. Quote, "The Pulse shooting was a horrendous tragedy for the victims, their families, and our entire community." This is the president of Orlando Health. He said, "During this very trying time, many organizations, individuals, and charities have reached out to Orlando Health to show their support. This is simply our way of paying forward. Orlando Regional Medical Center, Orlando's health's primary hospital," now this is the organization, but that main hospital, "treated 44 of the more than 50 victims who needed medical treatment after the shooting. After arriving at ORMC, 9 of those victims died." They go on to say that the families will also not be billed. Orlando Health will send bills to the insurance companies of victims who have coverage, but the hospital will absorb the costs of whatever patient's coverage does not pay. Now, Florida Hospital, which treated 12 of the wounded victims, they're going even further. They said they're not even going to bill the insurance company. They will, nor will they charge for any of the follow-up procedures or surgeries the survivors may need. Their spokesman says it was an incredible situation to see how many in the community came together in the wake of the shooting. Quote, "We hope this gesture can add to the heart and goodwill that defines Orlando." This is a heck of an outreach situation. Both hospitals said, look, we don't have any idea what the future needs of the patients are going to be, but their financial situations, regardless, we can't assume that the answer is going to be free care forever, but we will use our very generous charity and financial assistance policies to assess the best way to help for as long as we possibly can. Orlando Health is expecting to pay around $5 million in medical expenses. Florida Hospital will pick up about $525,000 worth of medical expenses. I think that's amazing. One of the things I have always said that is the mark of a community is the ability to take care of itself. I like this. There's some aspects of it that would need further discussion, but for the most part, having a community come together and take care of the needs of the community, I think this is how it works. This is how we were designed. This is the best way to handle things. I'm just very, very impressed. Let me shift gears again now, and let's talk about Donald Trump just one more time. How do you feel about Donald Trump if he gets into the White House, having his policy of his, you know, the platform of building a wall on our southern border? How do you feel about that, really? I want the United States to have a secure southern border. I believe that is one of the biggest threats to our national security, is the ability for individuals who are determined to do us harm to gain entry into the United States. I think we most definitely need a closed border. How that happens, to be honest with you, I don't really care. There's a part of building a wall that you get images of the Berlin Wall, and nobody wants that. But it doesn't have to be an actual wall, but there has to be a physical barrier, whether you call it a fence or a wall, whatever. It has to be there. And I believe as the terrain is different, but along this extremely long border between the United States and Mexico, the terrain will dictate what that barrier is. So we're just going to overall in general call it a wall. I don't care exactly how it's done or what it looks like, as long as it is effective. But there are critics of putting up a wall that say it's not needed. It's ridiculous. It's ugly. But more importantly, it's just an overreaction to a smaller problem. All right. Let's take a look at how big the problem really is. How many people were obviously, clearly involved in the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Centers? We had the 19 hijackers, and common sense dictates that obviously there were more people that supported and helped and provided aid to these individuals. Let's just say, let me pull a number out of the air, 50. Let's say that there were 50 individuals that were directly involved with the development of the idea, the implementation, and the execution of the 9/11 attacks. 50. That seems like a lot of people. And you're thinking, gosh, how, you know, now that we're aware of terrorism, surely that number of individuals who are dangerous, we're probably getting rid of those, right? Yeah. All right, let's look at some facts from the U.S. Border Patrol. The U.S. Border Patrol agents apprehended 916 illegal immigrants from countries that are directly linked to terrorism that were trying to sneak into the United States across the southwestern border in 2014 and 2015. 916 individuals from terrorist-linked nations. That is not all of the individuals coming across. That's just the ones that get a little special attention. That's, as a matter of fact, they're called special interest aliens, SIAs. During that period, nearly 370 may have actually successfully entered the United States. So they captured 916, but probably 370 made it into the country. Now, of the ones that were detained, all right, they apprehended, guess what they do with them? Do they ship them back? Nope. At least 867 of those 916 terror-linked illegals who were detained at the U.S.-Mexico border over the last 2 years are from in and around countries where the Islamic State has launched attacks and carried out recruitment operations. Based on those figures, the nearly 370 illegals that made it through have successfully entered the United States between 2014 and 2015. And of the 917 that were detained, while they're being processed, okay, while they're being processed, they are assimilated into the U.S. population. 85% of those are unaccounted for. Nearly 85% were projected to abscond from being released. So they come across, they're identified as being from terrorist nations. They are told to appear in court. Okay. And then they are released. You promise to come back? Oh, yeah, we promise. 85% of them, gone. So now how do you feel about building a wall? How do you feel now knowing that an estimate of 50 may have been involved in the 9/11 attack? You know what? Let's just go crazy. Let's say it was 250. 250 individuals. 250 individuals to carry out the 9/11 attack with planning and supplies and money and communication and everything. 250 so that the 19 hijackers could carry out their mission. Between 2014 and 2015 alone, we know for a fact that at least 317 individuals from terrorist nations have entered our country from the southern border. To me, that's case closed. Build the wall. Put it up. And you know what I'd like to see happen with Donald Trump? Saw an interview that he was listening to the families of individuals who have been murdered by illegal aliens. And for the most part, those individuals were killed by illegal aliens who had been detained, jailed, and then released without being deported, jailed and released while the decision was trying to be made on what to do with them. And they murdered their family members. I would like to see Donald Trump, when he is president, go to the southern border, break ground, and allow those families to lay the very first bricks, concrete blocks, whatever it is, in that wall. Give them the honor of being part of securing our southern border. A few more things I want to cover when we get back. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. Send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Bader Show.